It's often the little things, small behaviors, that can change our lives. That's the power of a financial edge. I'm Ed Meek. I'm a financial advisor with a passion to help you retire early, save more, and live better. Welcome to Ed's Edge, the podcast to help you live the life you've always wanted.
Wouldn't it be awesome to have an investment that acts like the stock market, but has more protection like the bond market? That would be a pretty awesome investment, wouldn't it? I don't think people know that something like that does exist. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. These are called structured notes, structured bonds, investments that give you sometimes some or all the upside of the stock market, but some protection that exists out there. We all know what stocks and bonds are. Stocks give you exposure to equity, baskets of them are a reflection of how the stock market's doing. Bonds are more conservative. They give you a lot more downside protection, but you can't make as much money. And so we wanted to kind of flesh that out. These are investments that usually fit somewhere in between stocks and bonds. Before we go into the details on them, I did want to just say this is educational. We're not making any recommendations, anything specific. We're just trying to educate you, trying to let you know what these things are about. You go out on your own, check them out on your own. But we have become experts in this area. We've been doing them for a long time. It's something that we personally believe are a great complement to people's portfolios of just regular stocks and bonds.
So buckle up. Now's the time to grab a cup of coffee. If you're near your computer, on your phone, watching this, we know we're going to get into some specifics of these investments, which can be complex, and we promise we will do our best to simplify so you understand the basics before you dig deeper. Let's get started.
So what are structured notes?
So structured notes are an investment vehicle issued by banks. They have the banks provide them, issue them out, provide them to advisors and investors with a set of terms. Terms similar to, say, a CD, where you have a period of interest and you have a time frame and all of that. But the terms are definitely more attractive, in our opinion, than what CDs would be. But think of the concept of a CD. And that you buy it over a period of time, you get a certain amount, and at the end, you know, you get your money back. So we're going to talk about how these terms work with structured notes different than CDs, but I want you to have that mindset of
CDs, bonds, they all kind of work in this period of time. You invest for a period of time, you're going to get something over that period of time, and then it matures.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, how do they create a structured note? What's the underlying stuff to create these terms where you're getting certain things? What they do is they buy a zero coupon bond with your money. So you provide the bank money. They take that money and they first buy a zero coupon bond. What is a zero coupon bond? A zero coupon bond, for example, it might be a bond that matures in 5 years. And in that period of 5 years, you are paying a discount. You're giving, 90 cents on the dollar, getting no interest along the way. But at the end of 5 years, you get a dollar back.
Grows up from the 90 cents to the dollar. So you know that as long as the bank is in existence and it matures and they're around, you gave them 90. So you really give them, let's say, $10,000. You give them $10,000, they take $9,000 of the dollars, they put it in one of these zero coupon bonds, and then when it matures 5 years later, it's worth $10,000, right? So now we have this extra $1,000, and what do we do with that? What do the banks do with that?
What the banks do is they buy options. And so options are derivative. We won't get into necessarily what options are other than it's a play on the stock market. But what they do is they buy these certain amounts of options to create the structure that allow the upside and the downside to happen, the downside protection and the upside participation to happen. And so it's a combination of a very safe investment with a riskier investment. And so that's how they allowed to create these terms over that period of time.
These investments are direct investments into what we're all very familiar with, exchange-traded funds, indexes of the stock market. Common ones are the S&P 500, the Russell 2000. This is small company stocks and different types of indexes all across the world, inside the United States, outside the United States. The banks can use many of these or a variety of these in order to create these structures.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, when I first heard about these, it didn't sink in right away, even understanding the concepts. What sunk in for me was when I looked at examples of how they actually work in practice, mm-hmm. in practicality. So let's do that. Let's start with one of the most basic ones, an income note.
Yeah, let me explain the income note. So the income note, and I'm just going to use I'm going to play out an example. They can be shorter or longer, and the terms can be a little bit different. But for the most part, a most common type of income note, at least we like to use, the bank issues it for 5 years. So you know that this note could go out for a full 5 years. The bank also reserves the right to potentially call the note early, meaning they can give you your principal back that you invest. So in that example that I said for $10,000, you would invest the $10,000 for a period of up to 5 years. Then the bank also will take some of these indexes and maybe the S&P 500, that's one of the indexes. Another one is the Russell 2000. And maybe a third index, as an example, might be something called the Euro 50, which is 50 very large companies in Europe. And they will say, we're going to use these three investments, and we will put together the note the way like James had said, and we will pay you 10% a year. You can't make more than 10%, but you can make up to 10% every single year. Sometimes it's paid quarterly, sometimes monthly, or sometimes every 6 months, but you will get this income stream as long as the bank holds the note. The advantage to that, in addition to the income stream, is we also have this protection on the downside. 30%, 40%, as long as none of those three investment indexes go down more than 30 or 40%, let's just say a common one we will use is 40%. As long as none of those three investment indexes go down more than 40% when it matures. So if we did it today, we're filming this in July of 2022. If we put that one together, it actually would pay a little more than 10% today, but let's just say 10%. As long as none of those three investment indexes went down more than 40% in 5 years, in the year 2027, you automatically get your money back.
Key there too, you know, we're down 20% in the S&P 500 roughly. So it's halfway there. If you bought at the worst, example, that income note at the worst time in January, mm-hmm. the S&P 500 is down 20%, but it has to be down more than 40% in that example by the end of that time frame. So even if it goes down 20, 30, 40, close to it, it hasn't matured yet. It's got time. So, you know, it's not a guaranteed protection, but we're confident in the protection overall.
Right, right. The statistics show that these indexes, it's extremely low percentages, 1, 2, 3% a year that these indexes would be down more than that. It's happened extremely rare, though. And so that's why we think that makes the risk reward in this situation really attractive. So that's the first example of a note. People will have lots of questions on that, but hopefully you get the gist. The second one is what's called a growth note. Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to actually put a visual up for you to see here. A picture is worth 1,000 words sometimes. So this example is a real live one from last month, June of 2022. And how it works is just like Ed had mentioned the income note, it is tied to indexes. These two indexes are the IFA and the Euro 50. So it's basically the international stock market, big companies That's what your money is invested in.
It's like the S&P 500 kind of stocks. You'd recognize a lot of the names. Most of them are in Europe, and a few of them are outside Europe.
Yeah, and unlike an income note, a growth note does not pay anything until it matures, until it's done. And so because you're not getting a stream of money, you're not getting money now, you're getting it later. What is the attractive part about a growth note? Well, let's look first at the downside on this chart on the right. So with this one, this example has a 35% protection. So it looks at if either of those are down more than 35, that's when you start losing principal. But again, it has to be down 35 during this five-year period of time. And so looking at the upside, there's a leverage factor associated with the total return you get at the end. For example, on the chart on the right, after a five-year period of time, you have to take the worst performer of the two indexes that you see there, which, by the way, they are correlated. They're not, you know, they don't behave dollar for dollar exactly the same, but they're not, you're not going to receive an example where one is up 20 at the end of 5 years and the other is down 20.
They own some of the same stocks. They kind of go up and down somewhat similarly. They're going to have a little difference in returns, but not massive.
Right. And so a more common one is one of the indexes might be up 45% total over that five-year period of time. The other might be up 40. And so when you look at this example on the right, it's up 40. So see that on the left-hand column, the worst performer was up 40% total. What is your return? Your return is 100%. You've doubled your money, even though the index is only up 40. Why is that? You have a 2.5 times leverage factor of the return. So 40% return times 2.5 is 100%. That's your benefit on the upside. Pretty attractive.
It's a big boost. Some of these really provide this great upside. And part of it has to do with the market conditions. I mentioned this in the last podcast when we had kind of that playbook for a bear market. And I mentioned that these type of investments are things to strongly consider, because when the markets are down, when there's a lot of volatility, these options that they use to buy the indexes, they get super attractive. We get extra boost out of them. The same exact investment might have only paid 1.5 times the upside in the stock market of these investments back when, before the bear market happened. So we like to take advantage of this. It's a great time for all the clients that need some stock market exposure outside the United States. We put into this last month. I personally did it myself. Very, very attractive. If the market does well over the next 5 years internationally, it will be a huge extra boost for everyone.
And so hearing all of this, when I first, again, heard structured notes thinking back, along with when I explained them to our current clients, there's a common response of, sounds too good to be true.
Right, right. Yeah, so what we want to do next is we want to talk about what are all the upsides, and we've already mentioned some of them, so we won't go into major detail on it because I think you get the gist. And then we'll also talk about the downsides, because if you get all these great things, is there a catch? And I wouldn't say necessarily there's a catch, but you certainly have to take into account the potential downsides when you
risks
decide if you're going to
associate with them.
Every investment has risk, right? Cash has a risk, because if you have your money in cash for a long period of time, inflation's going to crush it.
We're feeling it now.
Stock market has a risk, because when there's periods of time when it goes way down like it does right now. Let's go over the pros. So the first upside of structured notes is you either get some, like this 30 or 40% protection against downward movements in the stock market, and some of them actually give you a full downside protection. Like we have some that give you what are called principal protected. The whole thing is protected. Now, the more downside you protect, the lower potential returns you can make. So if you give it a decent amount of downside, you might be able to make partial upside returns in the stock market. If you want the whole thing protected, you don't ever want to consider losing any money, then you get a muted amount. It'll be more than maybe CDs, but not that much. So that's the first one. The second one is kind of a play on that, which is a partial upsides in the market. And I have a story about a client who's been invested in these for, I would say, a good 6 or 7 years. And we own both types of notes, the growth notes and the income notes. And in his mind, I think he had kind of over time thought they all worked like the growth notes. But he had a pocket of these income notes. And in good years, the max we're going to see on those is making 9 or 10%. Because these notes give you that muted upside, but are really nice. So they act kind of like a bond, but they give a lot more income than a bond. And so when he looked at the returns and saw the stock market did great and all of his regular stock investments did really, really well, and then he saw this pocket, he was disappointed. He said, I thought they were different. And I said, well, you have to remember that if you want that downside protection, you got to give away the upside. And so just that's super key, is just making sure that when you buy it, it can't give you everything. Can't have your, can't have, what's the term?
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, that's right. You can't have the whole thing.
Right.
So those are the first two. What are the next couple?
Yeah. So a couple pros of that, in addition to what Ed had mentioned, is, you know, the income note is the one where you give up some of the upside. Right? You're getting 9-10% or so in today's market. Now, again, the reason we're talking about this now is the market today is allowing for more attractive notes than in the past. On the growth side, on the growth notes, you can either receive 100% of the market returns with all that downside, or as you saw in the example I talked about earlier, you can receive more than 100% of the market returns. And so it all depends on the structure and the setup. And you know, we keep talking about 5-year timeframes. You're not married to a 5-year timeframe. Often that's an attractive term, but it could be a 4-year or 3-year or 2-year.
We've seen them as low as a year usually. Yeah. But, you know, 1 to 5 year are the most common.
And so often what we'll do in our portfolios is layer them out so you're not exposed to certain timeframes. You've heard of, you know, layering out CDs, laddering CDs. There's a way to ladder structured notes mm-hmm. as well.
So let's go to the downsides. I mean, everything we've talked about so far really makes it seem like, why wouldn't I want to do that? And we do think people should strongly consider it. But here's the downsides you want to take into account to see if you should. The first one is they do have a maturity date. And so your goal is to put it into this investment for that period of time. And if you wanted to sell them early before the maturity date, usually they're liquid, usually you can get at them. But that protection element, that 30, 40, whatever protection element, that insurance that we talked about, that goes away if you want to sell it early. It only works, it only kicks in if you hold on to it until it matures. So that's something to keep in mind that you have to kind of give up if you want that. The second one is what's called credit risk. And credit risk is, I think we believe, kind of the biggest one to consider, right? What is credit risk?
Credit risk is, you know, you are a lender to the bank. Remember, we talked about banks issue out these notes. And so you are a lender to them, and therefore they are holding the money. Mm-hmm. And so you want to be careful of which banks you buy them from. Do your homework on the banks. Don't overexpose your money to all one bank, because if the bank goes under, again, probability is low. All these probabilities are low, but not impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If all these banks go under, or one of these banks go under, you're the creditor, just like a bondholder for a bank. So you might not get your money back. In fact, there's a higher probability you'll get 50 cents on the dollar, maybe nothing. All depends.
That's
on
why
the
if you buy these, you want to, if you're going to buy more than one, then you want to buy them from a handful of different banks. The reason is because you're just spreading out your risk. You know, the only bank that's gone under that's significant in size was 2008. Lehman Brothers went under. So if anybody had structured notes with Lehman Brothers, they would not have gotten their money, or they've gotten, you know, part of their money back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the other piece about selling them, you know, we talked about the goal here is a longer term time frame. You know, not 10, 15, 20 years, but you got to hold them a couple years for them to really work for you. But if you needed to sell them, you certainly can. You just have to go through the custodian, whoever you use, you know, your broker or whomever, your advisor, to see what price is out there on the secondary market. And so, again, they really work. You want to buy them with the goal of holding them to maturity. That, keep it as simple as that. You want to buy them with the goal of holding them to maturity.
If you do sell them, you're going to, sometimes it might take a few days extra in normal conditions. You know, ETFs, mutual funds, you know, right away you can sell them. These might take an extra day or two in normal conditions. Another downside is the banks do reserve the right, usually if they're under major duress for some reason, to not sell them back to you. They do fluctuate with whatever indexes they're tied to, but the banks do have control over that. So that's another potential downside. And I'd say the last one is you just have to realize when you buy these, even if they have that big protection, they fluctuate with the stock market. So even though like their protection element is connected to it, it only works and kicks in once you hold on to it till maturity. So make sure that you don't buy these and go, hey, I thought these acted more like bonds or they were less risky than stocks. While it's true, it's only true if you do it when you hold on to it the whole time. So those are some of the downsides, the major ones. We do have a chart that's available to you that that are some major misconceptions. It kind of goes through some of this, spells it all out. So those were the main things we wanted to talk about. Most investors who invest in these should, again, have it for in your mind at least a couple few years. And we believe that they could fit into most investors' portfolios.
Yeah, they work really well in IRAs as well, because IRAs by definition are longer term money.
Right.
So how do we go about buying them? We alluded to that earlier, but let's briefly talk about how you can purchase structured notes after, of course, you do your homework.
Right.
So let's talk through that.
So you own, wherever your investments are at, they're held at what's called a custodian, a Fidelity, a Schwab, an LPL, a Raymond James. If you use an advisor, then we would suggest you go to them first. I will say that many advisors are not that astute. They just don't know about these quite as much. Some do. So if you have an advisor that does, then they'll be able to help you a tremendous amount. If you want to buy these investments directly on your own, do the research. Also, go then to your custodian. If you own what's called a retail account at a Fidelity or a Schwab or a Merrill Lynch or wherever, then you will buy it directly through them. You also have to keep in mind that the conditions and the terms that we mentioned, for example, we used that one example of 10% a year for an income note. If you buy it directly on your own, you won't get 10%. The exact same notes are available for a company or an advisor who gets a commission. That means your income might be 8 or 9%. You won't get the 10%. If you go through an advisor who's a fee-only advisor like we are, then you will get the highest rate. And so buying power for a group like us does give you a little bit better terms. So just keep that in mind. But they're available at most custodians.
Yeah. So hopefully you found all of that helpful. We'll stop there with structured notes. There's a lot more to talk about when it regards to structured notes. But before we conclude, let's talk a little bit about food for thought.
All right. As I was thinking about this, I was thinking, I can't believe I haven't brought this up as an incredible place to get barbecue. I love barbecue. Most of us do. Not everybody, but most of us do. Our film guy back there, Scott, he lives in the neighborhood I live in, and I was asking him, and he said by far it's his favorite barbecue as well. It's in our town called Wheaton, Illinois. It's called Steamboat Barbecue. Like most barbecue places, it's a hole in the wall. And when you walk in there, I think that actually you feel like maybe the barbecue might be better when it's like that. And that's the case for this place. The sauce is really, really good. But the best part about this place is the meat is really, really tender. I don't care if it's the ribs, the brisket, the pulled pork. My favorite is the brisket, the Bird Ends brisket. But anything I've had there is amazing. And they have great sauces, good sides. Sides are really good. So oftentimes we'll just order a big slew of it and then bring it home. He said they had it for Father's Day. I haven't had it in a while. And I had some bad brisket. Not bad, but I had some brisket recently that wasn't as good. It was a little dry and it made me yearn for the steamboat. So I encourage you to check it out.
It's barbecue season.
So barbecue season. That's right.
I'm sensing an Edge team.
Oh, I love it.
Barbecue. Yeah,
that's right.
Outside.
Maybe we'll have it in the backyard at the my house is only about four blocks away. So
love it. Love it. Well, we'll be posting that place in our podcast episode along with some additional structured notes education for you. So please, if this investment option does interest you, first off, do your homework, but definitely reach out to us. Certainly, we're more than happy to help, or your advisor that you might be working with, someone who can assist with that education. With that being said, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks. See you next time.
Enjoy.
This podcast represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time, should not be relied upon as investment advice, and is not intended to predict or depict performance of any investment. Any specific recommendations or comparisons that are made as to particular securities or strategies are for illustrative purposes only and are not meant as investment advice for any viewer.